Once upon a time, there was a ship. And this ship, it sailed the high seas. And it was manned by a crew of men. And they were happy in what they did. They were good at their work. They were all well trained in pulling on the ropes, in following the instructions from the captain. That is all except one boy. And he wasn't so great. In fact, he was a bit of a dwarf. He was a bit of a dwarf, and that's what they called him. They called him Dwarf, because he really wasn't very smart at following instructions. And when the captain said, pull, he'd push. When the captain said, run, he'd walk. When the captain said, left, he'd go right. When the captain said one thing, he'd do the other. So he was kind of useless. And all the other mates on the ship, they eventually started not trusting him. They started thinking if there was anything to be done, they needed to do it without him. And when the captain said in the morning, who'd like to volunteer for this or that, whenever he proposed a task and the dwarf, he said, oh, I'll do it. Everybody said, no, not you, not you. You won't do that. So in the end, he ended up sitting on the deck playing his little whistle. That was the only thing he was really good at. And the truth is, he ended up doing it so often that he became really, really good. Every day, all the other men doing other things. And the dwarf, he just ended up whistling. Whistling and whistling on the deck. And in time, the men began to enjoy and appreciate what he was doing. But they also still had this idea that he wasn't really doing his job. He wasn't really earning his place on the ship. And they started speaking amongst themselves that when they next put into port, they would just leave that silly boy, leave him on the dock and let him find his own way, rather than eating the food and drinking the drink on the ship without really doing much for it. And the captain was of the same mind, and they were all planning to do this. That is, however, until one day they all ran into a storm. A fierce storm. A mighty storm. The wind, the rain, the great waves. And they were not sure if they would make it. And the captain said, batten down the hatches, every man below deck. Now, you remember what the dwarf did? Whenever the captain said, jump, he'd crawl. Whenever the captain said, go down below decks, what would he do? He'd stay up on the deck with his whistle. The captain said, every man, make yourself safe. And all the men dove down below deck and went to their bunks and huddled down and made themselves as safe as they possibly could. And the dwarf, he sat on deck with his whistle. And he whistled as prettily as if he were sailing in a blue sky on calm seas. He whistled as if there was nothing happening, as if he was not in the middle of a great storm. And I'll tell you something, that storm, it was truly a shipwrecker. It was a storm so fierce that it could have broken apart any ship that came into it. The only thing that could save such a ship was if the goddess of the sea took mercy upon it. And the goddess of the sea, why? She was always around wherever there was sea and water, so she heard and saw everything. And on that particular occasion, she heard something very strange. The ship heading towards the storm, and this strange whistling sound. This whistling piping sound. And she got curious. So she gathered up all of her consciousness into a single point of light. And she became a mermaid that rose out of the water and looked up at the bow of the boat. And there she saw the dwarf, sitting on the deck with his little whistle, a tootling there up on the deck, a tootling, for all he was worth, as if it was a lovely sunny day. And she's thinking, there is a man without fear. I'm fascinated by him. And she thought, how strange and how funny. And she circled round the boat in the form of a mermaid. And she looked and she wondered. And the dwarf has no idea she was there. He was just tootling and a tootling on his whistle, on his little whistle, a tootling and a tootling, as if it was a lovely sunny day. And the more she looked at him, the more fascinated she became. The more she looked at him, the more she thought, I can't let a special thing like this disappear into the storm. And so the goddess of the sea, even as the ship went into the heart of the storm, even as it entered that storm that could well have ripped it from one end to the other and left just planks floating on the water, what did the goddess do? She made everything calm. She made a road of calm sea between the storm. She set the winds at rest along that road. So the boy and his ship, they could ride peacefully, safely, right through the middle of the storm. And did he notice any of this? Oh no. He was just a tootlin' and a rootlin' and a pootlin' up there on the deck. Pootlin' and tootlin' and rootlin' up there on the deck. For all he was worth, as if it was a sunny day. And indeed, it was rather sunny, because she not just parted the storm, she parted a big gap in the sky so that the sun shone right down on the ship. Well, after a long, long time, they eventually had left the storm far behind. And all the men, they started emerging from their bunks, from their shelters, from their little cabins. And they started conferring with each other and saying, did you see what I saw? Yes, I saw it. And soon they'd all agreed that something miraculous had happened. That somehow the boy with his tootlin' and his rootlin' and his piping up there on the deck had somehow made the storm part and given safe passage for the boat. Well, after that, they no longer called him the dwarf. Rather, they called him the piper. And he was always to pipe on the deck. That was his job. Every day he would pipe up there on deck, because if ever they found themselves heading into a storm, why, he only had to sit up there on deck. And the goddess of the sea, she would come to her favourite minstrel, and would take such joy in parting the waves for him, making a road of calm sea, and a sky, a strip of blue above their head. That ship, it never came to any harm. And because of this, the men, they loved the piper. They loved the piper. And they never thought of putting him away on a dock and leaving him there. Rather, he was the most important person on the ship. The person they'd least like to lose.